Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Harnish. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Schultz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Palacios. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson takes first base on 4. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Milligan takes first base on 4. Anderson moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Palacios for a passed ball. Anderson moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Milligan tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schultz. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Worthington takes first base on 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pecota strikes out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken takes first base on 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bradley is 0-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ripken trying to get to third. Tabler throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Ripken for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett strikes out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tabler takes first base on 4. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Palacios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Palacios and he is safe. Devereaux steals second. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Worthington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Worthington takes first base on 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota takes first base on 4. Seitzer moves to second. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Pecota moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 2 outs. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Schultz moves to second. Ray Palacios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palacios is 0-for-1 in the game. Palacios hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harnish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Royals, 4. Steve Crawford now pitching. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Worthington hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Devereaux moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Melvin is 0-2 in the game. Melvin strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Worthington moves to third. It's 6-4, Orioles. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Pecota fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Worthington scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Bradley. The throw from Palacios and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux who is chasing the ball. Eisenreich reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Eisenreich scores. It's 9-5, Orioles. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. Two outs. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palacios is 0-2 in the game. Into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Worthington is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Price now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melvin for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Schultz. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Anderson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Perry moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Perry scores. Brett moves to third. It's 9-6, Orioles. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to second. One out. Mark Williamson now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Orioles. Mike McFarlane pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Orioles. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stillwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-9, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McFarlane now catching. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Worthington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsulak hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 9. The Royals will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive towards first. Milligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing right field. Sam Horn pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Bradley. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Anderson out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Milligan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 9. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.